Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
This is KEAMLF 7339
connected to WAUM VHF.
Well, I'm not getting a response, so you must not be on the air. So it's all yours. K7NCN, I'm out of here.
Q4MWN, on out there.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECRlogs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECRlog. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in-and-outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening. 20 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Dick, WB2JPQ. I'll be the moderator this evening for the East Coast Reflector Youth Net, number 131. Our youth director, Carlos, on 1CBM, is on assignment tonight. Some of you worked on this aeronautical mobile this morning, probably between 10 and 10:30 on 20 meters. He had a flight, worked quite a number of stations. I only listened for a few minutes, but I think they're safely on the ground wherever they landed, and he's probably on his way home. He knew he wasn't going to be able to be here tonight, so I'm sitting in as the moderator. Tonight we have Grayson with us, as always. He's their senior field night controller, KG4PUT, and we have River, AR4GIP. And Ivan, sent in on our group email, is probably going to be a little late, so we're going to put him at the end. We're going to work half-hour sessions here tonight just in case he doesn't make it. Grayson's going to start off with the first half hour, and River's going to do the second. And if Ivan makes it, he can do another half hour until he runs out of check-ins. So we run a little over. We run an hour and a half. That's okay, too. We don't have any time restraints. As always, you can text in. We've only got 4 or 5 text check-ins tonight already. 716-317-9050. From your phone, that's the easiest way to get on the log. Tonight's question. The kids come up with the questions the week before. Tonight's question is a little difficult question. When I saw it here on the log, I had to stop and think myself. What's the worst thing you've ever eaten? I know that River, she's got her opinion tonight. I haven't asked Grayson. I don't remember what Grayson said. We'll find out. So let me introduce the kids here for a minute. Our young youth and the future of amateur radio. So Grayson, why don't you come in and say hello, introduce yourself, tell them where you're located and how old you are and how many times you had to go to the principal's office this week.
Luckily, none. You know how I am last night, I don't think. That's not really what school's doing nowadays. Yes, I am Grayson, KG4BT, located here in Orlando. I am 12 years old and I control operator for the first half hour of Usenet. Back over to Dick.
Thank you, Grayson. And I know damn well you never had to go to the principal's office. You're too good of a student. I know that. What about you, River? Good evening to you, KR4GIP. Why don't you come in and introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and where you're located.
All right, thank you, Dick. I'm River, KR4GIP, and I'm in North Carolina. And I'm super excited for the Ethernet tonight. Back to you, Dick.
Well, thank you, River. I see Ivan just came into the Zoom room here. I guess he's home. He made it. Ivan, if you hear me, give me a thumbs up, and I'm going to send it over to Ivan. Boy, you talk about being down to the wire. Ivan's with us, KE2GEF, and I'll let him introduce himself. Go ahead. Good evening, Ivan.
Yeah, good evening, Dick, and everyone else who's met tonight. Just barely made it. Yeah, I had some family stuff to do tonight, so, yeah, I just barely made it. Yeah, we were there from like 5 o'clock all the way down, and we just arrived like 3 minutes ago, so managed to get my computer up and running in time. Rare sight. Anyways, my name is Ivan. I am 11 years old, and I will probably be taking the Baker slot tonight. Anyways, back to you, Dick.
Well, thank you, Ivan. Thanks to each and every one of you for coming in, helping us, and certainly helping us promote what we've been trying to do for 133 weeks, our youth net. I did say we'd go a half an hour. I always say we'd do 25 minutes apiece. Grayson's going to start us out tonight. Once again, I'm the moderator to everybody. If you don't know our new format, I'm going to take some check-ins, and I'm going to send it over to Ivan. He'll do the net for 25 minutes, and when he needs check-ins, I will get them for him. And then we'll go to River and do the same with her. And I forgot what he called it, the cleanup crew or something like that, but Ivan's pretty good cleaning up at the end and giving us our stats and so forth. Vicky's on assignment tonight. Mark's in here in the logging room with us, KE2EDS. We appreciate the Mark. So be easy on the both of us. You got the Godfather and Mark and the three kids tonight. Let's take I got some check-ins here. Via text check-in. I got Bernie, AAAWI. I got Jay, N3D2D. Randy from Wasunaga, W2RBC. Bob, of course, Michigan, KRAU. We have Sal from Cheektowaga, New York, W2FAL. And Jim from Jacksonville, Florida, AK4G. And I see David from Sacramento, California, just popped on the log, N6QDY. Well, let me see if we have any Mobiles. Any Mobiles tonight that would like to get up at the top of the list for the YouthNet? Mobile stations only. Once again, this is Dick, WB2JPQ.
AK6CF, Alpha Kilo 6, Charlie Foxtrot.
K6GBZ, Kilo 6, Gulf Bravo Zulu.
All right, I got Tom. Mobile, K6GBZ, it was Mobile. And I got Ed, AK6CF. Ed, I haven't talked to you for all. Mobile. Anybody anywhere? Twice and slowly, please. The word, the keyword here tonight is slowly. And Mark and I will try to get you down here the best we can. So anybody anywhere, we get a nice list started here tonight.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Mike Kilo. Kilo Echo 8, Papa Mike Kilo.
Kilo 2, Charlie Mike Tango. Kilo 2, Mike Tango.
Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Oscar Kilo. Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Oscar Kilo.
Victor Alpha 3, Bravo Sierra. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Whiskey Echo 7, Charlie Golf India.
Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel. Can you check me in? No traffic, I-O. And then now, great evening to the net. Monitoring.
X-ray.
Echo 3, Tango, South November. Victor Echo 3, Tango, South November. Jim, from Zero Ontario.
Let me just hold up here a minute, guys. The gal, B3, boy, I should know your call sign. I talk to you every day. We missed the Tim. Please, one more time, Tim, twice and slowly, please. V3, Tango something, I just can't pull it out.
Okay, let's see again. Victor, Echo 3, Tango, South, November. Victor, Echo 3, Tango, South, November. Jim, Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Thank you, Tim. My apologies. I should know it by now. Every morning. And just before there, before Tim, kind of a little pile up there, was N0XRG, we need a correction on N0XRG or something that resembles that.
Number 0 X-ray Romeo Golf.
Well, it is right. It's Ron in Baytown, Texas, all right? We got you. We got Hector in Jacksonville. We got VE3YBS. We got KQ4POK. We got Mike K2CMT. We got Chuck KE8PMK. We got Tom. I said our two mobiles. I'll take a few more. Did we miss anybody? We'll take a few more. We'll get this nice list started, and I'm going to turn it over to Grayson. He's going to start with our two mobiles. So, anybody else like to get on the list? Voice it slowly, please.
Whiskey Echo 7, Charlie Golf India, WE7CGI.
Kilo Echo 2, Echo Golf Foxtrot. Kilo Echo 2, Echo Golf Foxtrot.
Kilo Romeo 4, Zulu Romeo, KR4EZR.
November 7, Sierra Hotel. That's November 7, Sierra Hotel.
All right, let me hold up there. It's a nice list. We got Dan, N7, Sierra Hotel. We got Happy. That's a good Ellendale Beach, Florida. KR4EZR. And one of our net controllers, Ivan, KE2EGF. And Mike from Wikiwachi, I haven't heard you for years, for a long time anyway. Mike, I know if it's been years, WE7CGI. And I said Tim from Windsor. So I'm going to turn it over to Grayson, and why don't you take about 25 minutes, Grayson. We'll tell you when it's up. And I know I've been on here for 12, 13 minutes, so I don't want to take your time. Start with our two mobiles, and we'll go from there. Grayson, it's all yours. This is WPTQ.
Alrighty, thanks, Dick. Let's start off with AK6CFA from Hollandale, Florida.
Good evening to one and all from Hollandale, Florida. Glad to see the youth are out there and growing. AK6CF.
Oh, yeah, the question is, what is the worst thing you've eaten?
The most thing that I have eaten, the most, would probably be hamburgers, the most.
So the question tonight is, what's the worst eaten?
Oh, the worst. Well, nothing really comes to mind because I can eat anything, but I'm sure probably bad fish. Some kind of freshwater fish I really did enjoy.
Jeffrey Steven, next up, K6GBZ, Tom from Cameron Park, California. The question tonight is, what's the worst thing you've eaten?
This is K6GBZ, Tom. Thank you, Grayson. You're doing a great job. And hello to the rest of the net and those that are supporting you, Grayson. Worst food, I went in the Philippines, I went to a family party and had this wonderful stew. It turned out that the meat in the stew was the puppy that was sitting on my lap the day before. I've never been able to outlive that. Thank you. Have a great night and back to the net.
Yeah, quick question. Simply see you, Tom. Next up, AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson. And Grayson, River, Ivan, you guys rock, man. Superstars. Hey, look, the worst thing I've ever eaten was probably when I was a young boy, about 7 or 8 years old. My mother made me eat liver, and I hated it. It tastes disgusting. Everybody have a super fantastic weekend. Talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Many kids say, like, oh, I hate it. Intense education, so that's kind of good. So please teach them. Next up, 32SAL, South Chicago, New York.
Hi, good evening, Grayson, and the rest of the YouTube out there. The worst, I got two of them. One of them was a salad, and the other one, there's nothing worse than trying to drink bad milk. And then the other one was bad peanuts I tried eating one time. So with that, I'll send it back to you. Keep up the good work, and you kids out there, enjoy it. 73 W2SAL, back to net control.
Yeah, it's... I kind of agree with these quite a lot. 73 2SAL. Next up, K28U, Bob from Escolsmith again.
Good evening, Grayson and the rest of the YouthNet crew. The worst thing I ever ate besides my ex-wife's cooking would be Japanese dish wasabi. That was real bad news like 20 years ago. Everybody have a good weekend. You're doing a good job. KQ8U, back to net.
Please to Bob. Next up, 32LBC, Randy from Manchester, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, and everyone on the YouthNet. I'll eat just about anything. The worst thing that I ever tasted was raw sushi. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Back to Net Control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
That sounds like kind of an insult to me. Favorite foods. Don't we see Randy? Next up, N6QDQ, way from Naval, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, N3DQD here. Good evening, Grayson, and to the rest of the gang in here this evening. The worst thing I have ever eaten was fried bees. Back to net. This is N3DQD.
Alrighty, some please. Speedway. Next up, A8WI, Bonnie from Portsmouth, Ohio.
Jason, you're doing a fantastic job, just as all the youth net controllers do. I enjoy it. I like hearing you all call the net. So probably the worst thing I've ever eaten, I don't care for peppers, and especially hot peppers. So that's, and I've eaten a lot of different things. I just really don't care for peppers much. Back to you, 73AA8WI.
I'll do some fleas to you. Some fleas to you, Bonnie. Next up, N6QDY, David from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Grayson, River, and Ivan. You know, I look forward to this time of the week, looking at our youth and looking at our future. So you guys keep it up. That's awesome. Hey, the worst thing I've ever eaten was like spoiled rice, steamed rice. Didn't realize it was spoiled, but boy, that was nasty. So anyways, you guys keep up the good work, and thanks for having me. And thanks to everybody in the Zoom control room and on the net. N6QDY, back to net control.
Some fleas to No, Pacific Sea Davis. Next up, KEHPMK, Chuck and Alan Polkness again.
Good evening, Grayson and River and Ivan, and you three are doing an outstanding job of great work on the radio. This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Mike Kilo. And first off, before I get started, I owe you guys an apology. I've disrupted your net a couple of times, not following protocol, but it wasn't my fault. I was running a set drill last Saturday, and tonight we were just finishing up our repeater crawl, so my apologies there. And the worst thing I've ever ate, Brussels sprouts. I cannot stand those things. And with that, I'm going to hand it back to net control and say 7-3 from Kilo Echo 8, Papa Mike Kilo.
I can't lie, not gonna lie. So if we see Chuck Violet, you'll find out the pole cutting into us. So if we see Chuck, next up, K2CMT, Mike from DeBailey, Florida.
Thank you, Grayson, and River, and Ivan. Good to see y'all here tonight, too. I'll probably come back and do a recheck a little later on. Worst thing I've ever eaten, it's called tofu. My daughter is a vegetarian, and she tried to serve me tofu or tofurkey. She called it one Thanksgiving. Never happen again, folks. This is Kilo 2, Charlie Mike Tango.
Alrighty, Simply Steve Mike. Set T24POK, Gonzo from Little Springs, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the youth net. I have to say liver. When I was a little kid, my mom made some liver. I really ate it. Never had it ever again. Back to the control is KQ4POK clear.
Some freaky Gonzo. Except me, free by the end. Hello from Dunville, Ontario, Canada.
Good evening, Grayson, and everybody on the net tonight. Normally, I love a good pulled pork sandwich, especially if I got a little bit of hot sauce on it. But a few weeks ago, we were out, and I bought a pulled pork sandwich, and I grabbed a bottle of hot sauce, and I went to put it on, and I got about half the bottle on my sandwich. I don't know, the lid must have come off or something. Anyway, I ate it all, and my mouth was on fire for about a half an hour after that. Anyway, this is VA3YBS. Back to you. You're doing a great job tonight on the net.
Hi, this is Bruce Ebel. Next up, KO4COH. Hector from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Good evening, Grayson. Top of the evening to the net. As always, you guys are doing a great job. I ate just about anything, but we did a pot pie, and we put some coalescent nuts in like that. It was over 30 years ago. I don't even remember the... every time I even think about them, I just can't... That and liver. I haven't ate that in over 50 years. Can't stand the liver. And probably to top all those off, the worst was a pigeon. I had some Homer pigeons and my stepfather had cooked them. And pigeons, Homer pigeons. Okay, great evening to all. May God bless. KR4COH will be monitored.
Alrighty, some police to you, Hector. Next up, N0RPLGX, from Baytown, Texas. I'm just not remembering. I had the check-in for a second. I gotta write down, well, not write down, but tell y'all.
First off, one of the worst things I've ever eaten when I was a kid thought they were terrible, but now I kind of enjoy them. Those two things are cabbage and Brussels sprouts, right? But the worst thing I've ever eaten is surströmming, which is that fermented fish from...
I thought I'd give it a try.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. You guys are doing a fantastic job, Grayson, River, and Ivan. Very proud of you guys. So back to the River Zero X-ray, Romeo Bell.
Alrighty, Simplicity Ronald. Next up, VE3, TGN, Tim from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Everybody, see, the worst thing I ever ate is liver. I eat it, I never eat it again. When I was younger and older, so doing a real good job there. The night control is good. They're doing really fine there. And thanks for letting me check in there. This is VE328 Portable Windsor, Ontario, Canada, 7321.
Alrighty, some food to you. CGI. Mike from Leaky Rocky, Florida.
Yeah, sure, Grayson. This is Mike in Leaky Rocky, Florida. Look on your map. We're just due west of you. Just go out Highway 50 from Orlando there, and you'll see us, home of the Florida Mermaids. So, you've been around for a while. But, yeah, thanks for running the net, Grayson. You're doing a great job. And the worst thing I ever ate is easy. It sticks in my head. As a young man attending the Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, and not making a lot of money, we would go off base, and there was a place called Campus Pizza, and we would go in there. And we walked in there with a bunch of buddies, and I saw a family leaving, and they left like half a pizza on the table. And I said, geez, I'm going to save me a little money. And I ran over there and grabbed the spice and shoved it in my mouth, and it was anchovies and black olives. And that is the lesson, where you stay away from things that don't belong to you. And that was for sure the last and worst thing I ever ate, with anchovies on it. Well, with that, back to you, Grayson, and Net Control, Whiskey Echo 7, Charlie Gulf, India, Wikiwashi, Florida, just due west of you, my friend.
Awesome, please, to you, Mike. Next up, I'll hand it over to Tim Rosa, Wizzle. Okay, never mind. EGF, Ivan from Gasport, New York, you have 32 seconds. How are you handling? You can come now, Ivan.
Hey, Grayson, and everyone else in this set, how does my humming sound? I'm going to answer the question, but if you can answer that for me after I'm done here. Just for instance, computer, I think it might be making humming on my also node. Anyway, to answer the question, the worst food I've ever ate is probably cooked green beans. I've never liked them. I don't know why, but I do like regular green beans, not cooked. And the one is cheese. That, I think it tastes really good, but my throat does not like it, and it triggers my gag reflex, and I always die. So, yeah. It's kind of a funny thing, but a bunch of people in my family have bad gag reflexes, just like me, and, there's stuff that makes me cooked and have gag reflex. For me, it's cheese, so, anyways. I do really like cheese, though, but sadly, it's the texture. So if I eat cheese, though, on, like, say, a burger or a sandwich, that kind of hides, like, the texture of the cheese. No, I really like it that way. Anyways, I'm going to take 73, so this is a KE2, EGF, that's my control.
Ivan, how do you live without cheese? Cheese is the greatest thing that was ever made. So, please do, Ivan. I'm going to hand it over to Dick now. To hand it over to Wizzle.
Well, let me get that note right
Alpha there before we have an issue. Good evening again, everybody. It's Dick, WB2JPQ. I'm your moderator here tonight. Like I said, we've acknowledged KQ4GLY. Maybe I didn't. We got XLOG. We got Terry N5RTC. Fred from Reno, K7FPF. We got Larry, KL7CGI. And Dan, N7FH. And I know we got Happy KR4ERZ. I know you've been waiting to have you with me in just a minute, but let me get a nice list started here for Miss River. She's up next. So anybody anywhere would like to get on, talk to Miss River, call signs twice and slowly, please.
N2BH. N2BH.
Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Delta. Delta? Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Delta. KO4QMM. KO4QMM.
W2KJV. W2KJV.
KR4FHE, KR4FHE, in and out, 73.
KK4MAP, no traffic, the FTD only, please. Oh, I'm sorry, I guess I doubled with something. Ready, FTD, was that you? It was a big double in there. The FTD call sign only, please.
Yes, Dick, that was me, KC3FTD.
There you go. I thought I recognized your voice in there. And you had doubled with the WB7. The WB7 only, please.
WB7VPI, Wilf, Gresham, Oregon.
All right, very good. We got, let me just tell you who we got here before we hand it over to River. KK4MAT, KR4FHD, W2KJV, KO4QMM, KC3FGD, WB7VPI, N2BH, and I think I mentioned everybody else. It's all yours, Miss River. Go right ahead and work this list. This is Dick, WB2JPQ.
All right, thank you, Dick. Next up on the list, we have KR4EZR Happy in Hallandale Beach, Florida. Gotta say, I love the name Happy. KR4EZR Happy in Hallandale Beach, Florida. Please come now. Alright, we're going to move on. Next up, we have N7SH, Dan in Richland. I'm sorry that I don't know what that abbreviation is, if you could tell me.
Yeah, sure thing. Dan, N7SH, Richland, Washington. The WA is Washington. Up in the... what is that, the northwest corner of the U.S. I mean, you know, south of Alaska and Canada, but northwestern corner of the U.S. And we're in the southeastern part of the state, so if that helps. As far as things I don't really care for, pumpkin, anything pumpkin, pumpkin pie, pumpkin this, pumpkin that, pumpkin, I'm not a pumpkin person. N7SH, back to net.
Well, I guess not everybody's a fan of pumpkin, but I personally love pumpkin pie. Anyways, next up we have KM7CGI, Larry in Maricopa, I'm also not sure what that abbreviation is, if you could tell me.
No problem. It's Maricopa, Arizona, AZ. We're about a half hour south of Phoenix out here. But the worst thing I had was I was on a cruise almost 40 years ago, and I tried a dish called smoked sable. Never heard of it. It was the worst thing that I've ever eaten in my life. And I had the nasty taste of that food in my mouth for weeks after that cruise. It's almost like I could taste it right now. That's how bad it was. But so smoked sable was the worst I've ever eaten. Back to you.
Well, that must have been really bad. You still remember it 40 years ago. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have K7FPS, Fred in Reno, Nevada.
Hello, Ms. River and everyone on the net. For me, it would definitely be liver and onions. As a kid, my mom would make it like every 2 weeks, and I hated it. And I would sit there until I would rather starve than eat it again. K7FPS.
All right, from all the people here really not liking liver, I am never going to try it. Next up, we have N5RTC, Jerry in Austin, Texas.
Good evening, River. Thank you for doing, and Grayson, thank you for doing such a great job on the net tonight. My story is kind of different. Many years ago, I won't tell you how many, but it's been quite a few, somebody dared me to eat, and the fishermen will love this, to eat stink bait. Now, if you're a fisherman, you know why they call it stink bait. And I can verify that it tastes just like the name suggests. I did not add it to my regular diet, and I don't suggest that anyone else do that. N5RTC, back to net control.
All right, thank you for coming. We'll not be trying stink bait. Anyways, next up we have KQ4GLY, Chris in Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, River, Grayson, and Ivan. Worst thing I ever ate was when I was in Korea, I had fried silkworms. They were pretty disgusting. Back to you, KQ4GLY.
That does sound really bad. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have N2BH, Bill in Palmyra, New York.
Hey, good evening, River and everybody. You guys are doing a great job. Liverwurst. My parents used to eat liverwurst sandwiches, and I could never get past the smell, and I won't touch it today. N2BH.
Well, that sounds pretty bad. Next up, we have W7VPI, Wilt in Gresham. I'm not sure what that abbreviation, Oregon.
All right, River. Yeah, this is Wilt in Gresham, Oregon, W7VPI. And I think the worst thing I ever ate was I tried a bite of lutefisk, which is salted cod, I think, or salted and fermented cod, I'm not sure. It's almost as... I think I do lutefisk before I do the stink bait. But lutefisk is basically kind of like warm, salt-flavored jello. Yeah, no, it's bad. Ooh, good job. W7VPI.
Salt flavored Jell-O. Another thing that I am never touching. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have KC3FGD, Ray in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania.
Hey, good evening, River, and everyone on the net. Hey, wonderful job there this evening. Hey, I can just about eat anything, but years and years ago, I got some burger cheese. I couldn't even get by the smell of it, just horrendous. And one little bite of that, and that was the end of it for me. Never got near it again. Back to that.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KO4QMM, Rock in Umatilla, Florida.
Good morning, River. And I'm down in Bradenton now, kind of portable, using Echo Link. And I got to get frog legs in there. I had frog legs one time, and man, yep, just like pond water. Back to you. You're doing a great job. KO4QMM clear.
I've had frog legs before, and I wasn't a huge fan of them. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2KGVJV, Tony in Homosassa, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the Usenet tonight. Tony here. I have to go with, I think it's Vichy Sois or cold cucumber soup. My German aunt made me it once, and I just couldn't choke it down. So hope everyone has a great night. Back to you, River. W2KJV.
All right. I personally have never had cold cucumber soup. I'll have to try that. Next up, we have KK4MAT Matthew in Lake City, Florida. It says here that you're new, so welcome to the Usenet. All right, I'll call you again, KK4MAT Matthew in Lake City, Florida. All right, we're going to move on. Next up, we've got KE2EDS Mark in Elma, New York.
Good evening, River, and the rest of the group. You guys are all doing a great job. Good question. I'm going with salted sardines. I had them once and will never do it again. Have a great evening, guys. Again, doing a great job. KE2EDS clear.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Next up, we have KD3AJN, Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, River, and the rest of the crew in there tonight. You're all doing an awesome job. My dad always ate pig's feet. He always wanted us to try them, so he made us try them, which they were awful. They smelled terrible, and they tasted terrible. Everybody have a good night. KD3AJN.
Yep, I've heard of pig's feet, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to try them, but next up we have KA8BYU, Roy in Blaisdell, New York.
Everybody on the internet. Yeah, I gotta say the one thing that I tried one time and really did not like was borscht. It's a Russian beet soup, and oh, nasty. Back to you.
Yeah, check-ins. I'm not sure if I'm going to be coming back tonight. Back over to you, Dick.
Thank you, River. Check in during the next portion. Thank you. We need to come into our Zoom room. Meet the kids. Say hello to everybody. It's 246 hours. Get a gang in here tonight. Somebody said they were serving apple. I think it was CMT serving apple pie and ice cream after the net. So stop into East Coast Reflector Zoom room. You can get there by a couple of ways. Our website. Just click on the box. It takes you right in. Or you can use the bit.ly address, bit.ly/ECR and the word daily, ECR daily. So come in, support the kids, say hello after the net, and we'll hang around for a little while and have just a good time. We got David that checked in via the text line, K1TAQ. Let's fix some more stations. We got to fill Ivan's portion out here. We got to get 12 or 14 or plus check-ins for Ivan. So anybody anywhere, twice as slowly, please.
N1YKT, and 1 YKT, 2 Kilo Alpha Kilo.
For OSU, not for Ohio University, out in Wisconsin.
Victor Echo 3, Bravo Charlie Golf. Victor Echo 3, Bravo Charlie Golf, Mike.
Whiskey Delta 5, Delta Oscar November, WD5DON, done.
And making sure I got in, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec.
Kilo Echo
4,
Zulu Yankee
Township, Michigan. We got Don in Corpus Christi, KE4ZQ. We got Don, WD5DON, also in Corpus Christi. We got Mike, VE3BCG. Jerry in 4OSU. And just before Jerry, well, maybe Mark got it, just before Jerry is KD2KAK. Okay. Pull that one right out, Mark, KD2KAK. Great. We get Johnny, N1YKT, then David, A1TAQ. And there was one down here that we got a question mark on. KD4RHO, is that correct? KD4RHO?
Just changed the last character to Lima.
Just one letter makes, right? 84RHL. All right, we need some more guys and gals. Got to support our youth net here. This is our future. And we're so proud to have this free. So come on. Let's get a few more on here for Ivan. Like you said, he's in the begging portion, but I'm going to beg for him. I got to get him at least 14 to work here, and then he'll have to work to get some more. So come on, anybody anywhere.
2 Sierra Bravo Mike. Kilo 2 Sierra Bravo Mike.
KR4GIT. Kilo Foxtrot 0 Juliet Charlie Lima, Denison, Iowa.
Well, we got Dennis. In Iowa, KF0JCL, River, KR4GIP. Sean, nice to see you on here, Sean. I heard you on the air the other day. K2SPM. Got Ernest, KD4RHL, KD2ZYQ. And all of these. Need two more, at least to start here. Come on. Two more call signs, please. I'm begging for the Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Kilo November 4, 63 Foxtrot Lima, VSL.
Kilo Hotel Tango.
We got you, Scott, from Boynton Beach, Florida, KN4VSL. And there was another station that doubled with you. The other station, please, twice.
KHT, Kilo Charlie 2, Kilo Hotel Tango.
Hey, Henry from Islip, New York. We got you good. Oh, thank you. I want to turn this over to Ivan. Please stop in the Zoom room, guys and gals. Come and support our youth. Say hello, wave to us. Please don't talk while we're running the net, but as soon as we're done, we'll be able to chat with you and have a cake and ice cream if CMT shows up here tonight. Well, there you go, Ivan. There's a good list to start with. Thanks, everybody. This is WB2JT. It's all yours, Ivan.
Yeah, thanks, Dick. Good evening, everyone on the internet tonight. Hopefully everyone's having a good time here. The question tonight is, what is the worst thing you've done? Alright, so first off, here we probably have a voucher, K1TAQ, who is via the text line, David in Anchorage, Alaska. Please come now.
There, Ivan. Thanks for running the net tonight. Hello to everyone on the net tonight. My name is Dave. I'm K1TAQ. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I am Yupik. The worst thing I've eaten is actually probably kimchi from Korea, and that's mainly because I can't really handle anything spicy. So anything spicy is just not great for me, and that would be the worst thing I've eaten. Thanks so much, 73. Back to you, K1TAQ.
All right, 73, David. Have a good one. Number first, send down to N1YKT. Johnny in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Please come now.
Thanks for doing the net. You guys are doing great tonight. The worst thing I've eaten is blue cheese, but not the creamy stuff. I could eat the creamy stuff with wings, but with the actual cheese, the fancy-looking cheese, I almost threw up. You have a good night. N1YKT.
Yeah, Roger, Johnny, I don't blame you. I've seen it before. I've never thought it looked that good. But as a Buffalonian myself, the creamy blue cheese is the best thing in the world. Anyways, 73 to you. Next, I send down to KD2KAK, Brian in Carthage, New York. Please come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Alpha Kilo. Good evening, everybody. I'm going to say that the worst thing that I've ever had that I care for is sushi or with a seaweed wrap. Really just don't care for it. I mean, I'll eat a lot of different things. In fact, I like kimchi. I like blue cheese and some of the other foods. But sushi is just something that I just don't have the taste for at all. This is Kilo Delta 2, Kilo Alpha Kilo, back to net control.
Alright, yes, 73 to Brian. One thing I forgot to say earlier that I'm not thinking of, the true worst thing I've ever eaten is definitely seafood. Me and my whole dad side of my family, there's not a single person there that actually likes seafood, so. Along with the gag reflex thing, I say seafood is the worst. Anyways. Along with 1033 to you, have a good one. No question back to Ohio State University. Not for Ohio State University. Jerry in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Young man, you're doing a heck of a job. I can't stand rutabagas. I smell it and I go into orbit. Have a fine one. Keep the good work going. We'll catch you again. This is N4OSU, not for Ohio State University. On Wisconsin. We're down.
Kilo Charlie 1, November from La Sierra, no traffic, Eduardo, Hartford, Connecticut.
Sorry about that, we're not taking check-ins right now. 732 Jerry, North Bay, send down to VE3, BCG, Michael, in Dryden, Ontario, Canada. Please come now.
VE3, BCG, here in Dryden, Ontario, Canada. I'd have to say the worst thing I've ever eaten is probably tuna. And with that, I'll turn it back to net control.
What was your answer to the question again? Did you say chili? Did you say chili? That's you.
No, I said tuna. Like the stuff you get in a can. Canned tuna.
45 degrees.
Roger that. Got it. Stuff is pretty good. It's also seafood, so I don't have it. Anyway, 732. By the way, anything that doesn't have, swims is not something that I like. Anything under the water. Anyways, yeah, 732. That's what I said, that's WD4, D-O-N. I like your vinky. Don in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Grayson, River, everyone else in the group. First time here, so enjoy you guys working the net. You're doing a great job. And it's actually WD5DON. The thing I'd have to add to the list here, Brussels sprouts get another vote for sure. Not a fan by any means. And definitely would have to disagree with you on the seafood because you can't live on the coast and not eat seafood, at least not easily. So back to you, Ivan. Great job. WD5DON.
All right, 732 down. I've actually been checking this net before, but I guess not. As our Kevin counter for you is low, so, or zero, I should say. Anyway, time for us to send down to KE4, ZYQ. Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. Please come out.
Good evening to Net Control. On the net. Everyone's doing all the net controllers. You guys have got good radio presence and good modulated volume readability. This is 4 ZYQ Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan. And I'd like to say that the fellow Michigander, Mr. KEATMK, I'm right with him. I cannot stand sprouts, and I do not want to eat and never will eat liver and onions. So there you go. A lot of similar items out there. So back to net control from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee, Quebec.
Kilo 5, Charlie Foxtrot Whiskey, BK5, CFW.
This is a controlled net. We're not taking check-ins right now, so please stand by until we take more check-ins. Now we're pressing down to KD4, Ernest Cho, Ernest in Bronson, Florida. Please come now.
Good evening, in the net. Well, a few things came to mind, but I'm going to go with the oysters. They're really, really popular here in Florida, particularly on the Gulf Coast. And a lot of my family like them, and a lot of them eat them raw, but my oysters can stay in the ocean where they belong. Back to you, sir. Thanks, Ivan. KD4RHL.
Hi, Andrea. 73, turn resident back to K2, SBN, Sean in Greensboro, North Carolina. K2, SBN, Sean, are you still with me? Alright, we're going to skip down you here. We'll check back in with you. You might have been in and out there. Anyway, so I'm going to pass him down to KR4, GIP, River in New Bern, North Carolina. Please come now. Alright, thank you, Ivan. This is KR4, GIP. The worst thing I've ever eaten is papaya. I'm going to hand it over to my sister, who's operating under my call sign. Here she is. I've eaten some kind of gross things, although I do like a lot of foods. One of the worst things I've eaten is an MRE. They're not very appetizing, but the very worst I've ever eaten is, well, almost ate, is a piece of glass with a pastry I was eating. That was not a very fun experience. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good day. All right, thank you, Sage. This is KR4GIP. Back to you, Ivan.
Of course, that's what they assign you in the military. So, you know, that stuff just wasn't appetizing either. I actually like that stuff. We had a book assignment last year that was mandatory, and the teacher had us eat food for each one of the chapters. It was about the Great Depression. And one of the chapters was papaya, so I got to try papaya on a cracker, and I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, 732, we're going to send down to KF0JPL, Dennis in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Please come out.
This is Dennis, KF0JCL. Probably the worst thing I had, and my sister, my parents thought that we would really like some liver and onions. And it didn't go over well for the both of us. And to this day, I still can't eat them. Back to you, KF0JC.
All right, 73,
Dennis, have a good one. Let's send that to KN4VFL, Scott, in Boca Raton, Florida. It's kind of hard to pronounce. Tell me to pronounce it right. Down to you.
Boca Raton. Yeah, and I agree. It wasn't great, but my mom used to put bacon on it, and that was better, but no good. But I traveled around, and I agree with some of these guys who were in Korea. The kimchi, I loved it. I don't know why. It must be where I was at from Pennsylvania. But they buried an egg underground called a balut in South Korea. Or maybe they did North Korea, too. And that was a festival kind of thing that they dug up out of the ground and ate it later. So, of course, I was there and I tried it. No way. I wasn't going to do it again. No second bite.
All right, so let's introduce Scott. Have a good one. Now we're going to send out to KT2, KHT, Henry, and Eastis, Flint, in New York. Please come now.
Good evening. This is Henry, KC2, KHT, Long Island, New York, East Islip. And I've had a few things that I just can't remember, but I do remember I tried liver and onions one time. I did it myself. I heard so much about it. And I could not eat it. So right now, that is on the top of my list that I can think of. Back to the net, KC2KHT.
Yeah, 73-100. Sorry about that. Just had to wait for my officer to know to stop ID in there. Don't really want that. The CW tunnel really reflector. So anyways, you're going to send down to Dick. I think he's going to take some more check-ins, probably in and outs. But anyways, yeah.
That would be too, JVQ. This is KT2 Chef. Take it. I want to find you some more check-ins if I can, Ivan. Anybody anywhere? Come on. Support our youth, guys and gals. This is Dick WB2JPQ. Call signs twice, please.
WB0QQ5.
Bravo 0.
Yeah, South
Australia. Quebec. Tango, Lincoln, Nebraska. Name is Steve.
N2ZVN. N2ZVN. And maybe third person.
Kilo 2, Sierra Bravo, Mike, Sean. Checking in again. I think I dropped the ball and I missed my check-in last time. Something came up at my house.
Victor Kilo 5, Charlie Foxtrot Whiskey,
Kilo 5, Charlie Foxtrot Whiskey out of South Australia. Over.
KE9DFF, Kilo Echo 9, Delta Fox, Fox.
All right, let's see what we got. We got KE9DFF, Milton, Washington. VK5CFW, Carl from Australia. K2SBM, Vic. I don't know what happened, Sean. They called for you and you weren't there. Good evening to Alan and Kendall, New York. N2ZBN with perhaps Maddie. And Steve, WB0QQT. And I thought there was a VK3 in there, but maybe it was the VK5. Was there anybody that tried to get in that we did not recognize? All right, I guess we got it, Mark. Back over to you. Ivan, why don't you... I haven't looked at the pie chart. It might be kind of a little soup and something there all over the place, but you can get the stats tonight if you want. And thanks, everybody. Over to you, Ivan. This is WB2JPQ.
KK7UGA, Portland, Oregon. Josh.
All right. This is Ivan, KK2JPQ. Good evening, everyone. Thanks. KK7UGA, Josh, we're not taking time at the moment, though, because of the fact it's the end of the night here, and I understand you just want to get in. We're going to allow you in, but, usually during the night, please don't do that, but I'll accept it for them. Anyways, now I'm going to sit down to, let's see here, WB0QQT, Steve in Lincoln, Nebraska. Question of the night is, what is the worst thing you've eaten? Please come now.
Good evening to everyone here on the net, and not sure I got the question right. I heard somebody say they couldn't eat the liver and onions. Well, I still do when I can get it, but my wife won't fix it. But the two foods that I absolutely cannot touch is cottage cheese and pickled beets. And years ago, my wife and I were younger, her and my daughter used to can pickled beets. I couldn't even stay in the house. Just offended me so bad. So I go in the garage or down in the basement. So that's it from here. Thanks. WB0QQT Lincoln.
All right, sorry, WB Lincoln. Have a good one there. Or, not Lincoln, Steve, my bad. I'm looking at the wrong thing there. Yeah, have a good one. No, let's send out to N2ZZN, possibly Maddie. Now in Kendall, New York, please come out.
Good evening, Kevin, and the rest of the crew. Nice job. Well, my vote is Brussels sprouts, and that's got to be the worst. I would eat liver and onions before I would eat Brussels sprouts. So let's see what Maddie has to say.
Onions.
Yep, Maddie does not like onions. She picks them out of everything if she finds them. And two is at the end. Back in that control. Everyone have a great night.
All right, so we should do that. Alan, yeah. Ready? I like onions. I like them cooked. It adds some extra flavor to your food there. Anyways, 73. So I'm going to end down to K2SBM. Sean in Greensboro, North Carolina. Sorry about that. I forgot to tell Bagby there. I appreciate you checking in again, though. Please come out.
I appreciate it, Ivan. Thank you. K2SBM, Sean from Greensboro, North Carolina. And I think I dropped the ball. I had something happen at my house. Somebody knocked on my door, and then I was sidetracked and blah, blah, blah. So my fault. Ham in a can. Spam, I guess. A slimy ham in a can is probably the worst thing that I've ever eaten. I don't care for it. So... that will be my vote, ham and a can. I'll send it back to you, K2SBM.
Too much, right, Sean? Tell me 30, I'll see you in a bit.
Node 2-7-3-3-9 disconnected.
Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees.